The United States has one of the highest costs for healthcare in the world, but a new study suggests we just don't want to think about it. A survey in the journal Health Affairs finds that most people aren't interested in what their healthcare costs, at least not as much as they're interested in getting better. Even faced with high prices, we'd rather choose the more expensive care if we think it's going to be more effective. That picture gets even more complicated when you don't have health insurance to help cover those high costs. And that's an especially big problem for low-income young people. Kids are left without care for a variety of reasons: immigration status, homelessness, or gaps in public coverage. And when people don't get regular preventative care, a costly emergency room trip can end up costing the public 10 times as much. At least that's how much the Bay Area's Teen Health Van saves for every dollar it spends. The van's a local mobile clinic that provides basic care and counseling to low-income youth. In this piece from our archives, KALW's Jordan Katz climbs aboard to see how it works. And a note to our listeners, we've changed some of the names in the piece to protect patient privacy.
What's the quickest way to a child's heart? How about Harry Potter?
We need to get into Hogwarts tonight.
The staff at the Bay Area's Teen Health Van know that their patients are no exception. The movie drowns out any sounds coming from nearby exam rooms, helping preserve patient privacy.
What makes you think you can trust him?
Patients range from ages 10 to 25. Half are homeless. Most lack health insurance.
So the kids that we see typically have not had regular health care.
Dr. Seth Ammerman is a practicing pediatrician and medical director of the Teen Health Van. Regarding regular physicals,
often it's sporadic or they haven't had any in years even. So that what we do is provide comprehensive medical care.
With funding from the Lucille Packard Children's Hospital, Ammerman and his team launched the program in 1987. It's a one-stop mobile shop that travels to every nook and cranny of the Bay Area's underserved neighborhoods.
Any pain today, hon?
No.
Today, it's parked outside the Indo-Chinese housing development in San Francisco's Tenderloin. Melissa Nguyen, 21, is up next for her monthly checkup.
There are days I don't feel good having headaches and sleepless night.
Nguyen has no health insurance. She wandered into the van 3 years ago, complaining of a headache, and she kept coming back. Now, she says, she's a happier person overall.
Before, I kept to myself, and like when I don't feel good, I tend to be like, in my box, no one's entering it. And after I came onto this van, it's more like I felt much better.
She says the van's counselor has made a huge difference.
They actually made me feel like they've been there and they actually understand us and they're willing to help us one by one, one step at a time.
Patricia Soto Minder, the van's social worker, says she's on the lookout for certain psychosocial problems.
First of all, I do a psychosocial assessment to find out if the patient, I cover everything, you know, to find out if the patient is homeless, if the patient has any type of mental health issue.
Soto Minder says a lot of teens who come in feel isolated. Many have bounced between various foster homes and housing developments. Her role is to bridge the gap between patients and those around them who can help.
When we meet them, we're able to assess them and provide those resources that they're not in place. And if you mobilize those resources, that individual doesn't feel alone. And in that way, you can normalize their behavior, or you can move those resources that at that point the client needs.
The van has a comprehensive team that can provide virtually any kind of care. There's a doctor, a nurse practitioner, a social worker, and a physician's assistant. There's even a resident dietitian and fitness instructor. And what they don't have, says Dr. Ammerman, they team up with neighborhood organizations to provide.
So here's the Boys and Girls Club.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Health van's here.
Okay.
Usual spot.
The Boys and Girls Club offers after-school arts and crafts. Down the street, the Tenderloin Children's Playground hosts a kitchen for cooking classes, a gym, and a veggie garden. All are part of a wellness program designed to keep kids coming back.
It's very important that we meet the adolescents' agenda or priorities, as well as ours. And, you know, we try to address them all. One thing that I found is that if kids start taking responsibility for their health, that it actually spills over into other areas of their life.
Sally Martinez's family has been coming to the health van for 8 years. She says her family is stuck in limbo between qualifying for federal aid and affording private health insurance.
We don't qualify for Medi-Cal, and it's just me and my husband working. It's like we make, according to them, too much, but we have 6 kids, you know, so it's hard.
And 3 of the 6 are in college. But the van has relieved some of the pressure and is now an important part of the Martinez's lives.
Mm-hmm. They know all the kids' names. They know me. Actually, I called him to make sure they were going to be here today. I have his cell phone number, so.
Sometimes people are shocked at that. Oh, you're giving teens your cell phone. But it's really interesting because it helps, I think, build trust with the kids and is a bonding thing with them. And it's extremely rare that they don't call me with an appropriate question.
Maybe it's the cell phone number. Maybe it's just that these underserved kids know that someone somewhere knows what they're going through. Whatever it is, the Teen Health Van and its staff have given them a place to come home to. In San Francisco, I'm Jordan Katz for Cross Currents.